Lift him up. April 5. Feed on the bread of life. My Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. We are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, and these three great, infinite powers are unitedly pledged to work in our behalf if we will cooperate with them. We are buried with Christ in baptism as an emblem of his death. We are raised from the water as an emblem of his resurrection. We are to live as newborn souls, that we may be raised at the last great day. You are pledged to live in newness of life, for you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. This is where you are to place your treasure. Finite man cannot do your believing. Come to the great source of power for your strength. Christ's prayer on the banks of the Jordan includes everyone who will believe in him. The promise that you are accepted in the Beloved comes to you. Hold it with the grip of unyielding faith. God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." This means that through the dark shadow which Satan has thrown athwart your pathway, Christ has cleaved the way for you to the throne of the infinite God. He has laid hold of almighty power, and you are accepted in the Beloved. In every respect, you are to honor God by being partakers of his divine nature, that you may have the assurance of sins pardoned, which would testify of the love of God. But there is not in our experience that pleasantness and joyousness that there should be. Christ says that if he is in us, our joy will be full. Let us then be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Let us not, by living inconsistent, earthly, sensual lives, heap reproach upon Christ. Let us rise above the malarious atmosphere that pervades the world, and breathe the breath of God. Let us feed upon the bread of life. Christ declares that if we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we shall have eternal life. His word will be to us as the leaves of the tree of life if we will believe in Christ as our personal Savior. If we eat the bread that came down from heaven, we shall have a live connection with God. We shall bring eternity into our reckoning. We shall live as in the presence of the whole heavenly host. The angels are watching and guarding us. God loves us, but we fail to cherish that love. We are losing in spirituality. God wants us to recognize his ownership in every human being. He has his claims. They are mine, he says. I have bought them with a price. Ye are not your own. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Will you do this? Will you pray in faith? Will you honor Christ by taking him at his word?